Okay, M21. M21 is just up and to the left of M20, the Trifid Nebula, which is right above M8, the Lagoon Nebula. And the way I found this was Sagittarius, the three main bright stars on the right-hand side, or the westerly side, starting at the bottom, Cos Australis, Cos Meridionalis, and then Cos Borealis. If you start at Cos Borealis and you look up and to the right from there, you will find M28 globular cluster. Fairly easy to find. Following that line, you can go straight over to the cluster that we're looking for, or you can take a little side route. And the side route is to go up and to the right until you find M8. Now you want to go more to the right, then you go up. M8 is a fairly easy thing to see in the sky, so that's the reason I suggest doing that instead of using the line off of M28, because it's just too easy to find M8 once you've got Cos Borealis. Then once you find M8, look for a open cluster right above it. You'll see M20, the Trifid Nebula, and then just go up and to the left just barely, and I mean barely. It's actually, when you're looking at the Trifid, you can actually see part of M21 in your field of view with a 24 millimeter eyepiece. So looking at this, this is a reasonably faint cluster. It's obvious that it's different from M20 because there's absolutely no hint of nebulosity or anything in this. It's probably made up of somewhere in the ballpark of about 30 main stars, but like I said, it's dim, and about 30 degrees away, I've got 3/4 of a full moon, so that makes it even worse. You have one bright star off to the far left, probably 3/4 of the way between the center and the left edge of the eyepiece. Got a few stars at the top, a few stars to the right, a few stars at the bottom. Nothing of any note except for that one bright on the far left side. But it's a fairly unremarkable open cluster. Butterflies much better.